Canmore. The Canmore Eagles locked up a playoff spot for March, and although their opponent is undetermined, the local Junior A team will be the first-round underdog. Starting March 10, three suitors are in the mix to play the Eagles in the kickoff best-of-seven series: the Black Falls Bulldogs, 2, Okotoks Oilers, 3, and Drumheller Dragons, 4. With give or take 5 games remaining in the 2022-23 season, 7 points separate the three teams that will have home ice advantage. As the upper seeds jockey for position, the Camrose Kodiaks, 5, Eagles, 6, and Calgary Canucks, 7, look to claw up the rankings as well. We've been a team in the last bunch of years that has had success in that first round, playing a similar game and putting it together late in the season, said Andrew Milne, Eagles head coach and general manager. I think all three of them, Bulldogs, Oilers, Dragons, are going to be difficult. We've played all three well all year and we've also played some poor games against them. I think it shows the parity in the league. Anyone you play is going to be a challenge. The Eagles earned a playoff berth last week with an exciting 2-1 shootout win against the Whitecourt Wolverines in Banff. One team that has solidified its spot in the postseason is the Brooks Bandits, last year's AJHL champions, which have a first-round bye for finishing at the top of the South standings. Should multiple upsets occur in the first round, the lowest seed will slide into the all-but-doomed slot in the second round against the Juggernaut Bandits, the CJHL's top-ranked team. In a scenario where the Eagles will need all the help they can get, the team is trending toward being a healthy roster for the playoffs, a luxury they haven't had for most of the year. We're not going to have anyone out, barring disaster, right now. By the time we start the playoffs, we should almost be 100%, said Milne. The Eagles have dealt with locker room turbulence this season revolving around busted wings, lack of depth, and players stepping away from the game. Two major challenges the roster faced have been players asking to be traded and three in-season retirements, which, along with injuries, have kept the team mostly short-handed. Unfortunately, I think we've been a little nipped this season with some guys and that's causing some mental fatigue and mental stress on the guys, said Milne. But the group can definitely have success. We can play a style that will allow us to be successful as we've proven we can play defense and we've proven we can score goals. We do know the playoffs is all about defending more than it is scoring, but we also have the horses, I think, to get everyone thinking the same thing and having the same momentum. Eagles projected to return for the first round of the playoffs include defenseman Finn McLaughlin, wrist, and forward Cole Warren, hip. To boost depth, the team added new faces in 2023, including forwards Logan Ziegler and Nick Anisimovitz, and defenseman Josh Misfelt. With only 5 games remaining in the regular season, the Eagles face off against two potential first-round matchups. First, this Friday, February 24, against the Dragons in Drumheller, and then on March 3 against the Bulldogs in Black Falls. The Eagles' final home game is Wednesday, March 1, and it won't be an easy one with the Bandits in town. Puck drop is 7 p.m. at the Canmore Recreation Center.